The Live at KHUM podcast is brought to you by North Coast Horticulture Supply, NHS, helping you have fun in the garden. For more information about KHUM and its podcasts, visit khum.com.
And it's 4:42 now in the afternoon. I'm really happy, and as I mentioned, a little bit nervous to be joined in the studio by Eve Barsley of Clemson. Eve, thanks.
I feel kind of tingly too. I'm all over.
It's so nice to have you back here in the studio. We really appreciate it.
And it's always a pleasure to be back here.
And I'm especially happy that you have come back to Humboldt to play. I mean, this is a small little part of the world, but it's great to see you here. We're big fans, as I think you remember. In fact, I'm not sure whether I actually shed a tear, but I know Mike did. He was crying for days when it looked like Clem Snide was no more as a band.
Oh, man.
And then there was this little MySpace posting. I said, you're back together, which made us really happy. And then a new record followed pretty soon after that announcement.
Yeah, I think, I kind of started those rumors that Clem Snide had broken up. And, Clem Snide really has been going since 1991. And from 1991 until today, we've seen many casualties and, many careers and marriages and relationships have been destroyed as a result. But, we live on, we continue. So, I mean, I think, a few years ago it got really bad and everything sort of fell apart. So I think it was more of an emotional reaction to say that it was over. I wanted to kind of get away from it,
Was it
whatever that means? I don't even know what it means, really.
This band has been through, well, obviously a lot of personnel changes and a lot of things. And I was wondering if that was kind of the case. Where you just, I mean, there's a lot of emotion and drama involved. It's a band is like any other relationship.
It's been tough. I mean, it's been. I think when you decide to do this, something like this, you have to accept that the highs and lows are going to be kind of wide, the gap between those. So you realize that, there's going to be those incredible moments, but to balance those incredible moments, that's how it's been for me. Clem Snide is like, anytime something really good happened to us or we had some kind of, those kind of transcendent moments that just felt so great, something, it was like one step forward, two steps back.
Kind of
a feeling.
Right.
But we're, I think we feel good now. We're seeing things clearly. I think I am. I've learned from my mistakes, which have been plentiful.
That's a good thing to do. I've been trying to learn from my mistakes for years.
I hope I have, I don't know.
Yeah, rather than just make the same mistakes over and again. I was reading there was an article or an interview with you, and you were describing sort of the low moments where you'd come back on tour and didn't really make all that much on tour, and the record company was going out of business and there were band problems. And was there a point at which when you were in the depths of this that you were like, well, I guess I'm just going to have to like get a job at an insurance agency or something? I gave this music thing, a good ride, but that's... That's
oh yeah,
it.
I've had this summer. I think I had that moment. I had that sort of come to God moment because my wife, we just had another kid. I have two kids. Oh. Somehow I have a wife and two kids. I don't know how that happened, but it's real, man. It's real. but at the same time, I can't do anything else. Even if I wanted to, I don't know how to do anything else. I'm not trained or qualified to do anything else. I mean, I suppose I could go work at Starbucks or something, but but I'm not sure I could, I could still make more money doing this, even if it's not going well, But over the summer, I think it was just coming off of a lot of bad tours, I mean, it's hard to do, I had a moment in Boston where, Clem Snide started in Boston. Our second gig was in 1991, and we were some sort of misguided, grunge. I don't even know what we were. I mean, I'd written like maybe a handful of songs. We were still very young, but we started in Boston, and our second gig was at a club called TT the Bears in Cambridge, opening for the Gin Blossoms, strangely enough. Anyway, and then so just over the summer, I was on tour, as you know, just as Yves Barzelay, and I played again at TT the Bears, you know, and there weren't even that many people there, and I was like, man, it's like 17 years later, and I'm playing the same club, you know, and that was something kind of intense about that, and certainly very humbling.
Yeah,
but you know what? As bad as it gets, it's still pretty good.
Well, and you know, in the
especially
same
getting to come here, man. Who gets to drive? You know, people that live in Ohio, they don't even know this exists. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I get to do that. So that's
you get to see a lot of things, and plus, I don't know. I mean, you must. Your songs are so personal and so, I don't know, so unique. I mean, that obviously that's in you. You have to let it out somehow. I mean,
it's like a sickness, really.
And you also said in the same interview, and I really like this because I see a lot of bands come through here, and I talk to a lot of people in bands, and they're, you know, it's obviously always when they're on the road and there are difficulties that occur, things you got to deal with on the road. And I always think in my mind, I hope that these people stop every once in a while and just realize how lucky they are to get to do what they're doing, even if, you know, they're not making $1 million. And you said you were talking about going to your kid's school and talking with the other dads and saying...
You know, I came off a little douchey in that.
No, this is a great quote. So you're talking about these other 40-year-old dads, you know, at the school, and you're saying 98% of them did not get into a van with some dudes and smoke some weed and put on calf and beef heart and drive through Arizona and eat some weird Mexican food and play in a club and hang out and get drunk. And to me, that was it. It was like, okay, well, you know what?
It's we're definitely living the dream. I mean, I just never wanted to do anything else. I never cared about. It's not that you could sort of look at it as a. You know, it's like a very positive thing. Like I was sort of meant to do this, and I suppose I was, but in a more cynical way, I just didn't want to do anything else. You know, I didn't want to go to. I don't want to be a lawyer. I don't want to know how bridges are built. I don't want to know about insurance. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to know about anything. I really, you know, I don't want to be in the world that way so much. You know,
right?
I prefer to kind of float above the world as best I can. So love me still.
Well, that's a good place to be, and it's good for us because you've put out, I mean, some great work. We both the Midday guy, who's the program director, Mike. And myself, we both picked End of Love as our favorite record of 2007. For me, it was...
Well, you guys are great, man. Made this, see, this little area, there's little weird, like, pockets. Like, this is one of them. Fort Wayne, Indiana, another one. Don't ask me why. Where Clemson and I just seemed to just plant some deeper roots, you know, than maybe in other places. And, I mean, it probably has everything to do with you two guys sitting right here. So I appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you creating such great music for us to play. So you're playing tonight with your band Clemson and I down at Humbrew's 10 o'clock show.
Yeah.
Along with the Hell Goats. And maybe we can coax a few songs out of you.
Sure. Yeah, let's do this. Let's play some songs. This one, this is from the Hungry Bird record. Kind of appropriate in light of what we were just talking about. I think. It goes, it's called Our Time Will Come. It goes like this. We came with gifts too beautiful. Bear, and so we yearn to share with anyone who'd care to look. Look with only open eyes. It's true, our time will come. It's true, our time will come. Long after we die. Drop of it into the well, and it was hard to tell, but it was not the poison fear to make their vision deathly clear. It's true, our time will come. It's true, our time will come long after we die. La 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 la. It's true, our time will come. It's true, our time will come long after we die.
You bars, ladies, who you're listening to, and he's playing with his band Clamps tonight. Tonight
at
Humphreys, who's in the band?
Well, we got Ben Martin on drums, Nashville's own Ben Martin, and Brendan Fitzpatrick on the bass.
Those people that you played with for a while, they were the earlier
iterations. They were sort of the last formation of Clemson. Was them. We lost Pete, the guitar player. That's the latest casualty. He's not able to do it anymore. But it's feeling good. You know, I think we've kind of come full circle, you know, because when Clemson first started in the early 90s, it was really like a punk rock band. I mean, it was very distorted and screamy. And we even had a sax player, you know, like a screamy sax player. And it's kind of now, it's kind of back to like this sort of rockin', you know, power trio kind of thing. We still get sexy, but, you know, it's more sort of, yeah, it's like every way the Clemson has ever been has somehow been whittled down to like a little bouillon cube of, you know, flavor kind of thing.
So it's like the new version of Tide. It's super cooked.
It's super cooked, exactly. You know, yeah, you can... Or do twice as many clothes. I don't know. All right, let's do. I'm not sure what to play. I thought maybe. I'd play like an older Clem Snide song. This is an A minor chord, by the way. For those of you studying at home. All right, let's do this. I like this song, it's fun to play. This is called Tuesday, October 24th from the Soft Spot record. Lip sync me a melody so sweet and clear. Mouth the words of love like a feather in my ear. Ba-da-bee-da-ba-da, ba-da-bee-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-da-bee-da-ba-da, ba-da-bee-da-ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba. Blow a ring of smoke, make it dance above my head. In this hall of mirrors, we could put the bed. Because the thing no one can see is real for you and me. In the place no one can. can go. We'll put on quite a show. Ba da 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 ba. Use your sleight of hand, make the sorrow disappear. I will swallow sword. For you, I have no fear. The thing no one can see. Is real for you and me. And the place no one can. We'll put on quite a show. Ooh. I thought I'd play this is the last song on Hungry Bird. It's called With All My Heart. And it goes like this. Give back what you took from me. You whispered in your sleep. And who but me would write it down? So now it's mine. And if you call me, I'll be there. And man, I'll get there fast. With tender words I've memorized about how nothing lasts. Grown apart, I'll dedicate this song to you and sing with all my heart and sing with all my heart. Sing with all my heart.
thank you so much for coming by the studio. Thanks for coming back.
My pleasure. Anytime.